So if you come with me to Israel on our pilgrimage in November, you will see the location of where our gospel took place. The rough Judean wilderness where Jesus spent 40 days. When I was a seminarian to study scripture in the Holy Land for summer, that was the first time I saw the Judean wilderness. And what impressed me about it was what a rugged guy Jesus was to have lived for 40 days in that kind of terrain. And Jesus goes there to fast. But it is not a penitential fast, but it is to symbolize his dependence and complete humbling of self before the omnipotent God who generously gives and sustains life. Jesus' retreat into the wilderness is a symbol of the call of the prophets, which he himself would sound. Return to God. Look to God. Live that focus on God. And you see, that's the thing about the wilderness, is that there's only two alternatives out there in that harsh, trackless, barren wasteland. Only two alternatives, God and self. There's really nothing else that's there. And Jesus goes into the desert to seek God alone. But while he's there, Diabolos, the devil, tries to divert him to the other alternative, self. Because the prince of this world knows that it is self-absorption, self-reliance, self-centeredness, self-seeking that is the great idol that places itself up against the living God. The prince of the world knows that self is the rival to confession of lordship of Yahweh. And so he also knows that self is the only thing that can separate us from the love of God. Now, consider what St. Paul writes in his letter to the Romans, chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. He says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor present things, nor future things, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Now that's a pretty comprehensive list of what cannot separate us from the love of God. He leaves out self. Our self is the only thing that can separate us from the love of God. And so, in the devil's campaign to divert Jesus from his focus on God and focus instead on the self, he tells Jesus, who is famished from his fasting, to exercise his divine power, to rely on his godly strength, to take control of the situation and feed himself. But Jesus empties himself of that prerogative and surrenders himself to the Father as his obedient son, knowing that if God does not sustain his life, there is no life at all. So how self-reliant are we? Do we need God at all? Or are we masters of our own fate? Have we even yet begun to live lives of reckless abandonment into the hands of our Father as obedient children? Or are we too full of our own bread and our own control to let God rule our life? Or maybe our security lies in control and domination of others, when what we need to do is empty ourselves and let God's sacrificial and giving love dominate us. So next, the devil tries to entice Jesus with what he could be as a glorious political Messiah. He wants Jesus to promote himself. He appeals to Jesus' pride. But once again, self is struck a blow because Jesus turns the attention back to God and he says, "Him alone shall we serve and not our own wills." So maybe the devil tempts us in the same way to live according to our judgments, to our opinions, to set ourselves up as king instead of submitting ourselves to the teachings of Jesus and receiving guidance from his church. So finally, Satan gets to the core of faith. He gets the bottom line. And he says to Jesus, "Prove to yourself that God cares for you. Throw yourself down." And Jesus says, "No, I need no proof of my Father's love and care. I trust with naked faith that his provident love rules my life." And so, how many times do we let Satan tempt us the same way? You know, things don't go the way that we want them to. They don't go the way that we think they should. And we rage against God and say he doesn't care. Because we have not yet learned the fundamental lesson of trust that if God is ruling our life, if we confess him as Lord, and we live as his children, then no matter what happens, it will be okay because his provident love and care rules our life. So the journey into the desert is really only about one thing. Is self our God, or are we centered on the living God? May the Holy Spirit lead us this season, as it did Jesus, to choose God first.